السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد، فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ووصينا الإنسان بوالديه حملته إحسانا حملته أمه كرها ووضعته كرها وحمله وفصاله 30 شهرا. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم، جاء رجل إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال، يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم، من أحق الناس بحسن صحابتي؟ قال أمك. قال ثم من؟ قال أمك. قال ثم من؟ قال أمك. قال ثم من؟ قال أبوك. متفق عليه. صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. This verse of the Holy Quran which I have recited, Surah Al-Ahqaf, the verse number 15, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has advised and admonished to the whole of mankind. وَوَسَّيْنَا الْإِنسَانَ Not وَوَسَّيْنَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ or وَوَسَّيْنَا الْمُؤْمِنِينَ or وَوَسَّيْنَا الْمُسْلِمِينَ No. This command, this advice, this hukam in order is for whole of mankind, every man. What is the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Biwalidayhi ihsana. Should be kind and respectful, dutiful towards his parents. His mother bear him with hardship, and she brings him forth with hardship, and the bearing of him and the weaning of him is 30 months, 2.5 years. When Sahabi came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and asked the question, he said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who deserves more respect from me amongst all people? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, your mother. He asked again, after her, who else? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, your mother. He repeated the question third time. I understood that the mother said, right upon me. Who else after that? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam third time also replied, your mom. Then he asked fourth time. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, your dad, Abuka. And this hadith is muttafaqun alayh, meaning it is very authentic hadith in Bukhari Sharif and the Muslim Sharif. Now, every year people celebrate the second Sunday of the May as Mother's Day, which will be this year, day after tomorrow, the 12th of May. And they respect and honor the mothers of the world. It started by the woman activists Anna Maria Jarvis and Julia Ward Howe, their effort. So in the first time, American President Woodrow Wilson signed resolution and declared May 8, 1914 as the official national holiday, the second Sunday of the May. Now, this day, it became commercial day. Nowadays, people just buy some flowers and gifts and sweets, go to the old age homes where they dump their parents, visit them, take them out for the dinner just for one night, give them some gift, and that's it. And they forget them the rest of the year. Islam has taught... the Muslims 1445 years ago through the Holy Quran, وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا إِمَّا يَبْلُغَنَّ عِنْدَكَ الْكِبَرَ أَحَدُهُمَا أَوْ كِلَاهُمَا فَلَا تَقُل لَّهُمَا أُفٍّ وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا وَقُل لَّهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا وَاغْفِرْ لَهُمَا جَنَاحَ الذُّلِّ مِنَ الرَّحْمَةِ وَقُل رَّبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا. صَدَقَ اللَّهُ الْعَظِيمُ. And several ayat in this regard, that you should not even utter the word of uff in front of your parents. Obey them all the time and serve them kindly and gently, especially when they become old. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has granted the highest right after the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The most right is the rights of the parents. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the paradise is under the feet of the mother. Very famous hadith, everybody knows. Just imagine, the ulama said, when the whole paradise under the feet of the mother, under the feet of the mother, what about on top of her head? Meaning, if a children, sons and daughters, serve the mothers respectfully and fulfill their rights, you know, and if mother becomes happy, what rewards he is going to get, we cannot imagine. Because this is the lowest part that Rasulullah has mentioned, the status of mother, that whole of Jannah just lying under her feet. So no one is kind as mother. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has compared his love with the love of the mother, no one else. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in one of the hadith that Allah ta'ala is more kind than the mother towards his servants. Meaning the way the mother treats and love to their children, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves more than the mothers love his children, and Allah ta'ala loves the servants more than that. And there are several incidents in this regard. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala installed the unconditional love for the children in the heart of the mother. And why mother is loving to his her children, this is what I just want to highlight in today's topic. May Allah grant us understanding. What is the reason? What is the scientific wisdom behind it? Why mother is loving her child unconditionally? According to scientific research, when a woman gets pregnant, at that time, cells of the fetus get mixed up in the blood of mother, in the womb of mother, and it revolves through the blood circulation of the mother in her entire body. Almost 41 weeks, these cells move back and forth in the body of the mother. In the scientific term, it's called fetal maternal microchimerism. This is the word they describe for this system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even after the birth of the child, some of these cells remain in the blood of mother. It says permanently on the tissues, bones, brain, and the skin of the mother. And most of the time remain over there. It means every child has its own unique print on the body of its mother. To that extent, if any woman has miscarriage for some reason, the cells of the fetus remain in the blood of the mother for a period of time. It is proven through scientific evidence that if the heart of the mother gets damaged while she is pregnant, these cells of the fetus of the child rush to rescue the heart of the mother. And these cells are expert in fixing the damage. It means that the cells of the child help mother's heart to be repaired in the womb of mother. While mom is busy developing the fetus, her child serves her heart to be fixed. So mother and child are helping each other without realizing it. This is the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why most of the mother's disease and sicknesses get cured through these cells of the child while she is pregnant, and she becomes more healthier. This is the evidence that in every situation and circumstances, the mother's womb take care of the baby. That is the unconditional love of the mother, and that is great sign of the Qudrat of Almighty Allah. Surprisingly, according to latest scientific research, after the birth of the child, until 18 years, the cells of the child still remain in the brain of mother. It means until 18 years, the same cells of the child continue running in the vessels of the mother, which were there at the time of developing the fetus. But in the blood of the child, those cells died after the birth. Because of the same cells, mom loves her child madly, and she sacrifices everything for her child: her comfort, her peace, her sleep, her happiness, her needs, etc. No one can pay back the sacrifices of the mother. And that is why one of the Sahabi radiallahu ta'ala an boasted in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I have carried my old mother on my shoulders and performed all the rituals of the Hajj carrying her. Did I fulfill the rights of my mother by doing this effort?" Just imagine, my brothers, 5 days of Hajj is very difficult. And we have to run around from Makkah to Mina, Mina to Arafat, Arafat to Muzdalifah, Muzdalifah back to Mina. All these rituals, and to come back to Kaabatullah to make Tawaf, Ziyarah, etc. This Sahabi carried her mom all 5 days, and walking all these miles of radius, all 5 days, carrying her mom on his shoulder, is not easy job. No one does like this. Very rare cases. But he did it out of love for his mother. And by doing this, he said, "Alhamdulillah, I did such a great sacrifice that I fulfilled the rights of my mom by doing this." He was boasting. He was happy. When he came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he mentioned whole incident, "This is what I did. No one does like this." Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "What are you thinking? When your mom was giving you birth, and in that labor pain, one time, just one time, she said, 'Ah, out of pain, you did not even fulfill that right.' What are you talking about? She carried you for 9 months, and she gave you birth in that state that she could die. That was a life struggling moment. She can lose. So many a woman dies at the time of birth, giving birth. It is so hard and it's so painful process. And after that, she breastfeed you for 2.5 years. And then you thinking you fulfill the rights of your mom? No way." And that, my brothers and sisters, just imagine, Allah explained that in this ayat of the Holy Quran, which I selected in Surah Al-Ahqaf, 26th chapter, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned and highlighted the tremendous effort and pain of the mother, حَمَلَتُ أُمُّهُ قُرْهًا. That all the process of since she became pregnant, if she is going through with so much physical and mental